If you wanna do
the late 60s were the golden age of soul music. Aretha Franklin, Percy Sledge, Otis Redding, and many others were recording songs that proved timeless. Many of those classics came from Dan Penn, one of the best and most consistent songwriters of soul. Dan Penn recently was lured out of semi-retirement to produce and write music for a new band. He played some of his songs and spoke with Ashley Conn about his newest project.
At the dark end of the street.
In the 60s and 70s, James Carr was one of the many soul singers who benefited from the pen of Dan Penn. He's a songwriter with an uncanny ability to create the words and music that allow singers to reach deep within, deliver music filled with emotional power, and make time stand still.
It took a lot of effort for a white person to write rhythm and blues, even in the 60s. It took the white person, me, and the black person, the artist, standing there saying, come on, bring it to me, you know, let's have the song.
Penn wrote songs that became well-known hits for not only singers, but also gospel groups. And even bands that delivered blue-eyed soul.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter.
Dan Penn was born in Alabama in 1941. He took up the guitar and grew up playing country, rockabilly, and a lot of blues. I asked him to play the one tune that best reflects his musical personality. And his choice was interesting, since he remained on the sidelines while others sang his songs and got the spotlight.
I guess I'd play I'm Your Puppet. That's pretty much what I think it is. A lot of things you could play, but...
Pull a string and I'll kiss your lips. I'm your puppet. I'll snap your fingers and I'll turn you some flips. I'm your puppet. You're every wish is my command. All you gotta do is wiggle your little hand. I'm your puppet.
To me, it's a true R&B song. In my heyday, I guess that's what I was trying to do. By that, I mean I didn't want to hear anything that wasn't R&B inspired. That's how big a blinders I had on.
Despite Penn's passion for R&B music, it was a country song that first put the teenager on the map in 1960.
As a Bluebird Blue was my first hit, and Conway Twitty. The way I got that is this old boy kept saying one night all night long, anytime anybody asked him a question, hey, Jets, you want a Coke? Is a Bluebird Blue? Did you make out last night? Is a Bluebird Blue? I thought, you know, that'd make a good little song.
I wouldn't be at all surprised. Is a Bluebird Blue? Can a big wheel roll? If a bluebird blue, then honey, I love you.
There's a down-home, conversational quality in Penn's lyrics, and there's always a strong rhythmic feel, whether it's a country or a soul song.
I like a good groove. I'm not looking for a big mental statement. Just give me a groove and tell me a little something I like.
For more than 25 years, Dan Penn has lived in Nashville, where he's had success writing hits for singers like Ronnie Milsap. But his lasting love of soul makes him feel a bit like a stranger in the home of country music.
I appreciate Nashville. It's a good city to live in. But, you know, I've never really been a big fan of the Nashville sound, I'll have to say.
Nonetheless, Penn recently returned to the studio to produce and write music for a new band from Tucson, Arizona, the Hacienda Brothers.
So what's wrong with right? Do I hold you too tight?
These boys, the Hacienda Brothers, they've been taking me to school on the old country.
And what's wrong with love? Don't we fit like a glove?
The Hacienda Brothers sing both classic country and soul ballads with equal conviction. You could call it the DNA at the core of their second album, What's Wrong with Right.
I see you smile at him, never tired of him.
They had the idea about bridging country and soul, but, you know, all music is soulful. Gospel quartet, mighty soulful. I mean, a good opera is mighty soulful, you know.
And it tears me up. It tears me up. There ain't nothing I can do about it, baby.
At the age of 64, Penn is proud of his place in Nashville, but remains dedicated to his first love, rhythm and blues. Every once in a while he tours, playing the songs that helped teach America about a thing called soul.
At the dark end of the street, that's where we always meet.
Ashley Kahn is the author of The House That Train Built, the story of Impulse Records. The Hacienda Brothers' second CD, What's Wrong with Right, has just been released. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
At the dark end of the street, you and me.
Not a James Carr, but...
That'll do.
That'll do.